This is Brooklyn, here live in Studio 2A with Dead Western Plains. Hey, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
All right, well, let's go ahead and put it right into some music here, and then we'll come back and chat.
Do not be in front of me. Don't bat the dead. song's called Floorboards.
Chicago, that you're singing.
91.3 KXCI Tucson, Real People, Real Radio. You are listening to Dead Western Plains live in Studio 2A. Thanks again for being here.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks.
Of course. Yeah. That sounded awesome.
Thank you.
Very, very awesome songs. All right.
Just goes downhill from there.
Yeah, that was the best we could do right there.
Might as well just turn off the radio right now. Yeah. It's done. Over.
Just repeat those a few times.
Why don't we start off by going around, introduce yourself and what you play.
Cool. My name's Johnny, and I do the Rhodes and a bunch of keyboards and all sorts of other stuff. That's me.
Oh, Mike Sanger. I play drums. And
if you could move that down just slightly.
Right there.
Sorry.
My bad.
Yeah, Mike Sanger. I play drums and stuff. So
he's and a stuff.
Yeah. Great. What other kind of stuff do you play?
Yeah. You know how it goes.
Just curious.
I'm Darren, and I play guitar and make weird noises.
My name is Wes. I play guitar. That's about it.
And stuff.
Keyboards
a little bit.
And vocals.
Some stuff.
Little vocals. Do some vocaling.
Awesome.
Don't talk about his vocals like that.
All right, so you guys are definitely Tucson music veterans. You all have other projects that you're involved in. However, Dead Western Plains is a baby project.
It's a little
that
baby.
Just started.
Yeah, pretty new.
Mini project.
Yeah. We're like 7 months in maybe right now.
Yeah.
That's fairly new.
Yeah, so you guys got together in August then?
Yeah, it started off with, this is something Johnny had in mind for a long time. And I moved to town and met Johnny and really liked what he was doing. We got together. Mike was an obvious choice to play drums, and then Darren kind of...
Well, Mike begged his way in.
Yeah.
Darren was an obvious choice, for sure.
Yeah.
But I think it was based off of kind of Milk Blood a little bit, just some of the same...
Oh, yeah, sorry. You really need to put those headphones on. Don't try and... Yeah.
They're not working, actually. So
oh.
Just talk up close to the mic. You'll be good to go.
Oh, there we go. There it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was based off Milk Blood. I think a lot of these songs are... Or were Milk Blood songs have kind of morphed?
Yeah, for the layman, Milk Blood was a project that Mike and I had
okay.
a few years back, and we did like one little album and called it quits, joined some other bands, did some more interesting stuff. But this is kind of like Milk Blood kind of bled into this a little bit, and I think got better.
What were you trying to do that made you want to form Dead Western Plains? Like what
well, you know,
avenue were you trying to go down?
Like I just wanted to play guitar in a band.
That's actually true. That's what he said.
Yeah.
It's
true. When
noble
we asked
goal.
Him, he was like, yeah, I want to play guitar with someone.
Yeah.
So.
He doesn't even know the song names.
Yeah, he doesn't.
He doesn't care. Just kidding. No, but you know, what we wanted to do was kind of blend electronic stuff. What we were doing with Milk Blood was kind of like an electronic thing. And Wes actually had a really cool project that did electronic and loops and all sorts of stuff, and we both kind of got tired of just being harnessed to the electronic stuff, so we wanted to kind of form a band around and band around the idea and make it more organic, see what we can do. The goal was to just totally eliminate all tape tracks.
Yep.
And we've mostly done it.
Milk Blood was, I've anyone who's lucky enough to see a Milk Blood show, I was not, but it was basically Johnny with a microphone playing to a reel-to-reel.
I mean, I'm holding up my iPod right now, and this was my band.
Yeah.
Well, except for him. He played drums on top of it. It was like karaoke.
Huh. Yeah.
I did the MC thing with you for a while, though.
Yeah, it's true. It's real interesting.
It's a mess.
That was a mess.
So you're not all Tucson natives, then?
No. I'm from Chicago. Originally, yeah. And I played music in Chicago.
Okay.
With this band, Raise High the Roof Beam. They're a great band, still playing music. Everybody should check them out.
Yeah. And Mike's from Dallas.
Yeah.
That guy's been playing in bands his whole life. And Darren's been...
Yeah, I'm from here, actually.
See that with a little more excitement.
I'm from Tucson.
There you go.
No, I actually love Tucson a lot.
Yeah.
After seeing all the other not-so-fun places in this country and world to live in, yeah, Tucson's a pretty great place.
Hidden gem.
I concur. I concur.
Love it.
So you guys are recording your EP right now, correct?
Yeah, actually, 2 days ago we hit up the studio, Awesome Studios, with Dana and Tom. They were previously UVSR Studios, but I think they moved into Loveland or something. But they're
a merger.
They definitely did. Yeah, Loveland Studios.
Yeah, it's great. Love them. So if you're in a band, go record with them. Start booking now because they're gonna.
They have
be
a
awesome.
Great backyard.
Yeah, it is a really cool backyard.
For barbecues?
Yeah, barbecues.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, no joke.
Yeah, they have places for bands to stay there too, like if you want to, right?
So I think eventually that's the goal. I don't know if they're
set up. Dana, you owe me like $100 for that. But no, but yeah, we're recording. We did the drum tracks on Saturday, and we're trying to do it about as much DIY as possible. We've all got a lot of experience recording
and
stuff.
And we failed doing drums on our own, so we had to go there.
But we should have about 3 songs out, I think, in a month, maybe a month and a half if we're
being
lazy.
Let's just say 2 months.
Let's just say 8 years.
Okay.
But
how many tracks are you hoping to have?
About three.
Three.
The three. Actually, that first track that we played should be on there. It's called Alta, and that was kind of the first demo that formed the band, I think, which is kind of cool. And we wrote one for it, and what was it? Oh, Gift Horse.
Gift Horse, which
we should be ending with Gift Horse, actually, I think. So.
So what were a lot of your influences, like, while you were... Well, before I ask that question, how does the songwriting process go? Who's doing what with that, or is it totally collaborative?
It's been different for pretty much every song we've had. There have been a few songs that Johnny has just had complete demos written for. He brings them to the table, Darren and I write our parts, Johnny tells Mike what to play. There have been other songs that I've done that for, and then we've had songs where we all just do it together.
Yeah.
And those are the ones that take the longest.
It's kind of like there's like a skeleton, and then you just kind of take it apart and put it back together in a different order sometimes too. Yeah. Just because everybody has different ideas for things. So
yeah,
like, oh, this would be cooler if we did this instead of that because your idea was dumb.
We really take a lot of time in the songwriting process. Like, it really takes us a while. The one song that we're going to play in a little bit,
Destroyers,
we played like 3 different versions before we finally settled on a live, like a regular version. Like, we played different versions live of that song and just never were happy with it.
You know, when I was forming the, well, I was helping form the band, I suppose, like, my goal was to get as many awesome musicians because, you know, it's just all about when you're writing music, you gotta have, like, you know, Mike's killer at drums and Darren's just ridiculous at guitar and Wes is ridiculous at guitar. And I'm ridiculous at everything, so no. But you know, like it really. I think it really matters who comprises the band in the writing process. You can't just write something for somebody. I haven't written a single thing, I don't think, for Darren. And
nope.
I mean, we all write things for Mike all the time, though.
Yeah,
Mike's
true.
Never played one of his own fills.
Yeah, I'm a complete puppet.
Marionette. Well, and you all come from, what are the different genres that you guys all come from, like, with your previous projects? Because aren't you, like, heavy?
I've been in...
Stuff, right?
What was that project called?
Oh, it was called Thorsch. That was my high school band with pretty much a few of the guys from, like, Holy Rolling Empire. And that's where actually playing music got started for me, I guess. And it was, like, just a really, really bad metal band.
Oh, dude, it was awesome. Don't.
And then
I think it's one of your better projects.
Yeah, better.
And
than
then
us.
You know, that broke up, and a couple of the guys, we started another band called Arc You the Rocket Ship, and went and did that for a while. And then I got asked to play bass for some friends in the Bled, and I did that for like 6 years or so, and got to do a lot and tour and record some records. And now I'm back.
Do some music videos.
Yeah. MTV.
Grow your hair crazy long.
But as far as playing music goes, I like pretty much everything.
Yeah.
I just like, I guess, well-written music. If it's done the right way, I mean, it kind of shows, you know?
Yeah.
You see tons of bands out there playing really, really overly, consciously poppy, terrible songs. And it just kind of depresses you, but there's so much other good music out there, so you gotta look. So I feel like Tucson's one of those places where a lot of people are open to looking for new music and stuff. So.
Definitely.
So the Goo Goo Dolls are your favorite band? That's what you're saying?
Well,
absolute favorite.
I like Johnny Resnick when he looked like a woman. But that was
All right. On that lovely note, let's go back into some music here, then we'll come back and chat a little bit more. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to 91.3 KXCI, Tucson, Real People, Real Radio. We are live in Studio 2A with Dead Western Plains.
Johnny wrote this part for me.
Thank you. losing your time. You're just losing your time.
That's it. Are you really not? Are you gonna do another song?
No, those were actually two songs. Yeah,
those were two songs. Oh. Believe it or not.
Yeah, believe. Yeah.
I choose to believe it.
Thank you.
We're lying
because nobody else does.
Cool. Well, before the break, well, you are listening to 91.3 KXCI Tucson, Real People, Real Radio. I'm caught slightly off guard, but I am live in Studio 2A with Dead Western Plains. With Johnny West, Darren, and Mike.
Yeah.
And right before the break, Darren was telling us about some of his past projects and influences. What about the rest of you guys? Like, what kind of music have you guys previously played before joining the group? Because it is a relatively new group. Ready to go.
The band I was in Chicago, Raise How the Roof Beam, was a great band, and I really think everybody should listen to them. They are still playing music and putting records out. It was very like fun sing along, folk dance pop music, and it was a really good time. They were all really talented songwriters and musicians.
I've heard some of them.
When did you move here? What?
It was February of 09.
Okay.
It's 10 now.
It's
010?
It is 010. Is it 010?
It's always... Nice. Until... It's going to be that until the next century.
Right.
Plus it's going to keep going 011, 012.
045.
Yeah, 045. It's what it is.
It's true. There is a zero before the 10.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
And, like I was saying before, Mike and I actually... This is like our fourth band together or something, which is pathetic. We've been
pretty
playing.
Amazing that it's still going.
Yeah, it's actually like it's amazing. One of us isn't dead at this point. But
I was just about to say.
We started off playing together in a Bark Bark Bark, which is a Tucson band back in the day, and then once Milk Blood was something that I wrote for, and then we're another band right now that we both love a lot called Juarez, and we're still active. We play around a whole bunch, and we're actually. Getting ready to record a record with them, and went to South by Southwest with them. So
you just put out a split not too long ago.
We just put out a split with this awesome band called Junius, and if you're in the know, you know that Junius is awesome. And so yeah,
it's like custom vinyl, 10-inch.
Yeah,
one song on each side per band.
Yep.
It's real beautiful. It comes in two colors.
Yeah,
sweet, transparent. And
sell it, Mike. Sell it.
Yeah, sell it.
Yeah.
Where can they buy it, dude? Where can they buy it?
You can get that on
Juarez.bandcamp.com.
Oh, is that
there?
Right?
You go. Yep.
Nice.
Good thing you knew that.
What about us2records.com as well?
Yeah. Yeah. But so we've done a whole bunch of stuff, and we've all been in bands. Like when Darren was in some really cool Thorsch band in high school, I was in some really not cool. Pop punk band in high school, and
where'd you guys go to high school?
We both went to South Point.
Oh okay. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Proud of it. Proud.
I mean,
what do you mean?
No, I don't mean anything.
All right, so the EP is coming out in about a month or so. You guys are hoping.
Let's just say 2 months.
I just want to say two months.
I don't
want to
put
it
any
time.
Pressure on us. At
that
all.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I need to interject because I wasn't even familiar pressure. That we're it was an EP. Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what would you call three songs?
Well, I didn't know we were doing three. I thought we were just like.
Is that a double album?
Well, yeah, I thought we were gonna like.
It's a three disc. One song.
Like, we're not Mars Volta. These songs aren't like 14 minutes each.
Well, we haven't told you that you're out of the band yet. So
do you want to go to Shay's after this? I think we need to talk.
Where's Mertz?
Just kidding.
Are you guys playing? And you're also playing live.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Live shows, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, that's actually really important. I think you guys are sponsoring the show we're playing up here on a Saturday over at Plush.
That's right.
With Plants and Animals and Lost in the Trees. It's going to be really good. Plants and Animals is a really good band. Mm-hmm. And Lost in the Trees sounds really cool. And I saw on their picture they have like 80 people in their band, so that should always
something
be interesting.
Like 80 to 90 people.
Yeah.
I just hope they don't backline.
Yeah, me too. You know they're gonna. But yeah, you want to come early, like at 9, because that's when we play at like 9:30. You want to have a drink or two, and you to make sure we sound good. So.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Do you want to play Destroyers?
We could.
Let's play Destroyers.
All right.
Let's play a song.
Do it.
This one's long. Don't get confused.
All right.
This one is just one.
This is coming out in the double full length that we're getting ready to put out.
Not.
Great.
All right, here we go.
about the day. We'll be right back.
I still feel with all my naivety. And I've gathered my six for a makeshift confessional, just to yell all my sins back at God. Not ready, dear. So put away your machete, dear.